SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been involved with the club almost 50 years. It's been a more or less a pleasant experience. The club had its ups and downs, but lately it's been more ups and ups. We have become very popular.
Manfred Koch is the director of the Concordia Club, a German club in inner Sydney. Next to him is volunteer Uta Panayotakis.
First of all, I sell raffle tickets every first Sunday of the month when we have Frühschoppen, where we have a band. And I also have recently volunteered to run the cake stall on a Saturday afternoon.
They've been a couple for 11 years now.
We are an item, as they say in Australia.
When they're not volunteering at the club, the couple spend their days going into battle over games of Scrabble, backgammon or cards.
It works. The thing in a relationship is you got to have some common interests. They don't all have to be the same, but some of them need to be enjoyed together.
Enjoyed together, and we are highly competitive. Highly competitive.
With each other.
Yes, well, we are playing games, we have our competitions every day, and it gets very hectic if the other one doesn't win.
They have an equal win-loss record.
It's partly even, but the problem is Manfred is extremely lucky. Let's put it this way.
Their love of the club is clear to see. The club's president, Teresa Sontag, is just as passionate about the place. She grew up with a German parent, and the club has always been part of her life. She says the relaxed feel of the place is the key to its success.
And I think it's because we sort of have a bit of a casualness to us. We're not sort of formal dining, we're not fine dining. The people feel very comfortable here, coming here, bringing their families. They can feel relaxed, they can meet their friends here. So from that point of view, if anything, our patronage has increased for the local inner west area.
At almost 140 years of age, the Concordia, which means harmony, is one of Australia's oldest German clubs. It's set on a former bowling club owned by the government, and it's bucked the trend of many other migrant clubs. Traditional dolls, doilies and flags set the tone of the place, and a small deli is also part of the experience. Around a quarter of the club's membership consists of people with German, Austrian and Swiss heritage.
This is our little German daily. You've got the jam, pudding, powder, the herrings from Germany. Literally, they're all German goods.
Despite migration from Germany now merely a trickle, the club has managed not only to survive but to thrive. Ms. Sontag says a nationwide hospitality worker shortage is the only thing limiting further growth of its dining room.
Yeah, we are very lucky at the moment. What did affect us badly through COVID was the staff shortages, and that's what we're finding at the moment, that we can't provide the same amount of functions that we used to before, purely because we can't staff the functions. And we've been very lucky that we've been able to maintain the staff, the kitchen staff. So our standard of food, it's one of the attractions here, the big pork knuckle. That's why the people come here for the good food.
Part of its success is due to its location. Post-war migration saw a large Greek and Vietnamese community settle in the inner west of Sydney, the club's home. And while their presence is still strong, the area is now primarily attracting young families and professionals. And unlike many clubs, they don't rely on revenue from poker machines. Mr. Koch says they were removed a couple of years ago to make way for more dining tables.
this club has got no poker machines, and we understand that parents with little kids, they actually like our atmosphere. They like what we stand for. They appreciate the attention they receive up here. And in that respect, there's that little bit of unusual because there is that German flair.
Ms. Sontag says the club was for years in the inner Sydney suburb of Stanmore but shifted to its new site at Tempe in 2003 due to financial issues.
Now, the club has a good future. We're in a good position here, even though we're only leasing. We don't own the premises. But at the moment, because we are so well patronised by the local community...
The club's lease is due to expire in 2028 and it's currently negotiating a plan of management through the local council. The club has to show its level of community engagement and what its plans are for the future.
So that's happening right now at the moment, and so we just have to wait and see. Our lease here expires in 2028. So we've only got six more years. We did have a 20-year lease. And so after 6 years, we will, or just before that, the lease expires, we'll be asking for an extension of the lease so that we continue the... Because the actual venue has got so many positives as far as location.
Dr. Andonis Piperoglou is an expert in migration and ethnic history from the University of Melbourne. He says the Concordia and some other clubs in inner-city areas have managed to successfully reinvent themselves to cater to changing demographics.
There's an interesting example that's happened in the city of Sydney in which some ethnic clubs have rejigged themselves to kind of cater towards what we might call a kind of ethnic hipster clientele. At the same time, this rejuvenation kind of reinvents these ethnic clubs to be kind of social havens that go beyond our kind of strict sense of what we may imagine these clubs to be.
But location isn't always everything, with a number of clubs in prime locations around Australia having either closed or struggling to stay afloat. Ms. Sontag says branching out in any business operation is essential for survival.
So I know that for a fact there's some not far from here that have had to sort of cease trading because they just didn't have the clientele to be able to continue. So I think that's just a sign of the times. And if you can't get enough of the German customers, you have to branch out and diversify and make some sort of changes in your business operation.
And in part four of In the Club, SBS visits a club that started out as a workers' rights organisation in the 1920s. Peggy Drakmelos, SBS News.